Hey there, check out my limited podcast series brought to you by Hello Hot Flash called Christian Women and Menopause, strategies for midlife women who want to know what the Bible says about menopause symptoms like stress, lack of confidence, anxiety, and depression. This 21-episode limited series will drop one per day starting Tuesday, April 23rd. Check out Christian Women and Menopause on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Hey there, I'm Stephanie Shaw. Welcome to the Hello Hot Flash podcast, where midlife women can learn from guest experts and authors who discuss menopause and all that comes with this new chapter in our lives. Hello Hot Flash, where we learn to control the change and not let the change control us. Hey there, welcome to another episode of Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. I'm Stephanie Shaw, and once again, I'm flying solo. Right here, I'm getting ready to tell you my story so you can implement dramatic music in your head. I'm so happy that I can now laugh about this, but in all honesty, it was a very serious emotional time for me and for my family. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story and then also share with you some ideas I have around how I overcame the symptoms or side effects of perimenopause, all right? So it was March 23rd, 2017, and I was walking down the street in New Orleans. I was on a business trip. My body became numb, my breathing short, and my left jaw began to tingle. I thought I was having a stroke. Before the end of the day, I went to two emergency rooms. My coworker was with me, but I didn't have any family members or any loved ones there to walk through this with me. Over the course of 2 years, I visited neurologists, cardiologists, emphasizing the S on the end because it was plural, physical therapists, acupuncturists, a gynecologist, and an ophthalmologist. I visited chiropractors and way too many ER doctors. During this time, I began to suffer from weight gain, fatigue, and when I say suffer from weight gain, if you have excess amounts of weight on your body, it can cause your breathing to be short, difficulties walking upstairs. So it wasn't just something that was physically happening to me. So I wasn't just concerned about the look. It was actually impacting my overall health. So yes, I was suffering from weight gain, fatigue, sleepless nights, rapid heartbeat, phantom smells, twitching eyes, heavy, very, very heavy bi-monthly cycles, which led to a complete hysterectomy, migraines, headaches, and auras, restless leg syndrome, cold hands and feet, hair loss, anxiety, and that was just the stuff that I remember. I also ended up with vertigo. I saw over 18 physicians. I went to two world-renowned medical facilities, and I spent $20,000 out of pocket. And I stopped counting at $20,000, so it was more than $20,000. Even though I couldn't lose the weight, I had bags under my eyes from the sleepless nights, and for the first time in my life, I began to suffer with anxiety that led me to stop driving. I was determined to heal my body by making lifestyle changes. I implemented a regimen of plant-based food, yoga, meditation, all to help my body repair itself. I also knew that there was a purpose behind me feeling the way that I was feeling. So instead of sitting in the woe is me, I started to think, there must be something really good on the other side. Now, that wasn't an epiphany that happened immediately. It's something that I had to work through, but I knew that there was a purpose behind the pain. See, I would have never taken 2 years to study nutrition and the impact it has on your health if I didn't get sick. And for 10 years, I've always wanted to do that. I also would have never known that all of this happened because I was going through perimenopause. Like, I didn't understand the concept of perimenopause versus menopause, which is only one day, and postmenopause. I had none of that knowledge. If I'd only taken the time to get my health in order before, that's the one regret that I have. I don't want to say love myself enough, but I just did not invest in myself at that level. I didn't invest in my health until I hit rock bottom. And That's part of the work I do. And that's part of a huge part of why I do the work, because I do not want anyone else to go through anything, all the stuff that I went through. Before it actually happened, I had signs leading up to what I consider my body crashing. I had hair loss. So I was at a family event in Michigan, and I know this cousin may not remember it, but she said I had a really cute asymmetrical haircut. Well, I wasn't trying to have one. My hair was actually falling out on the left side. And while I guess I just didn't notice it or wasn't paying attention to it, that hair loss had already crept in at that point. This was one of the signs. Weight gain, rapid heartbeat after eating, needing a daily afternoon nap, and I was not a person that took a nap. Waking up at 3 a.m. and not getting back to sleep until after 5 a.m., another sign that I totally ignored. Not that I ignored it, I just didn't understand the sign. Bloating throughout my body. So if you look at pictures from me from 2015, 2016, 2017, my face is a lot fuller. I always looked like I was pregnant. So there was bloating throughout my body. I was always feeling anxious. The slightest boo would send me over the edge. So I couldn't watch movies without like something on the screen startling me. My girlfriend's husband saw me at the grocery store one day and very quietly said, "Boo." I started screaming in the middle of the grocery store like he was about to kill me. I was always on edge. Yet another sign that there was something going on with my cortisol, perhaps with my estrogen levels that I was ignoring. I was cranky and short-tempered with family, and my A1C was elevated. So that means that my body was not regulating sugar properly. All of these signs were there, and I ignored them. I didn't pay attention, and I certainly didn't realize I could get rid of all of these symptoms by simply changing what I ate, how much I ate, how much I moved, and how I thought. Fortunately, I woke up and I changed the trajectory of my weight and health with lifestyle changes. With my body fat percentage at 34% and my A1C at 5.5, as close to pre-diabetic as you can get, I think that is pre-diabetic, I changed my numbers using exactly what I teach in my course called Mastering Menopause. I took off the weight and changed my overall health outcomes. And that often is the only part of my story that you hear. If you listen to me on other podcasts, I talk about going to the ophthalmologist and the gynecologist. I talk about navigating nutrition and navigating the healthcare system. And I talk about making sure I started to stretch and exercise more. That's what you hear. And occasionally, depending on who's interviewing me or if the spirit just hits me the right way, I will talk about the other part. But I spend more time on the nutrition, mindset, and the exercise versus the time that what really happened and what really made that change for me was my strengthening and renewing and focusing on my relationship with the Lord. So you also don't hear about my relationship struggles, my struggles with gossiping, all the pieces of the fruit of the Spirit that I was missing, or my lack of focus on God's word. Now, don't get me wrong. I went to church. I prayed. I volunteered so much that at one point I had a key to our church. So I was there, but I wasn't in my word like I should have been. I didn't fast. There were too many nights when I prayed the Our Father only. Nothing wrong with that, because sometimes I'd also throw in a special request saying that Our Father and then like, "Oh yeah, Lord, I need," kind of thing. And there's nothing wrong with praying the Our Father. That's not what I'm trying to get to. I'm saying that I did not have an extensive conversation every day with my Lord and Savior. And when I started to do that, that's part of when I started to see my healing take place. In the eyes of the world, I am a good person. I wasn't living foul, partying, cussing people out, drinking, getting high. I was going to church, being the best that I thought I could be, conscious of the feelings of those around me and paying my tithe, but God wanted more for me. And my health crisis was a wake-up call that I needed, one that I am eternally grateful for. I would not take back those 2 years for anything in the world. I learned to love at a higher level. I learned what joy and peace really mean. I learned about kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. I understand how hard it is for women to navigate perimenopause. So I know that that was part of the journey too. So I wouldn't be just saying, I can help you with your perimenopausal symptoms because I read about this in a book. I can honestly say I can help you with your perimenopausal symptoms because I lived them. So I do understand how hard it is. And I was fortunate to have God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit walk me through my journey. Again, I've been coaching on the nutrition and the exercise and the mindset piece, but what I haven't done is talked about the God piece. That is why I created a new limited series called Christian Women and Menopause, strategies for midlife women who want to know what the Bible says about menopause symptoms like stress, lack of confidence, anxiety, and depression. Along with the podcast is a 50-page workbook designed to help you create some new habits and some solid strategies around your health. It is a misstep on my part not to share with you the real source of healing and the real way that I navigated this time in my life. And again, not taking any weight, because you have to do the earthly things. You have to still exercise. You still need the nutrition. You still need the mindset piece. But there was just a piece that I know helped me get to the other side. All right, so that's what I want to share with you. You can download Christian Women in Menopause on Apple or Spotify on April 23rd. And I do need your help with all of this. If you're open to getting 3, maybe 4 emails from me and reaching out to 4, maybe 5 of your friends and asking them to download the episode on April 23rd, I would be eternally grateful. My goal is to get this information out to as many people as possible. And if we all work together and we download on April 23rd, that will help the 21-day limited series of Christian Women and Menopause get out to the masses. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for helping me share how you should really be navigating menopause. Thank you for helping me be a part of your story and your journey. Once again, it's called Christian Women and Menopause, strategies for midlife women who want to know what the Bible says about menopause symptoms like stress, lack of confidence, anxiety, and depression. It airs on April 23rd. I'm going to air first on Apple, and then it will be available on Spotify as well. Again, Christian Women and Menopause. And if you are willing to help me out and share the information with folks, head over to hellohotflash.com/team and sign up so I can send you those couple of emails and we can get the word out about the Christian Women and Menopause limited series launching April 23rd. Thank you so much, everyone, and here's to your health. I am launching a limited series podcast, Christian Women and Menopause, strategies for midlife women who want to know what the Bible says about menopause symptoms like stress, lack of confidence, anxiety, and depression. Christian Women and Menopause is a limited series, so there are only 21 episodes. Episodes will drop 1 per day starting Tuesday, April 23rd. Check out Christian Women in Menopause on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Christian Women in Menopause, a limited series brought to you by Hello Hot Flash.